We've had a reasonably wet December in Texas, although, well, in parts of Texas anyway. College Station, for example, is running above normal for the month, but Waco's gotten less than an inch over the past 3 months combined. So, well, there's been decent rain right in the Bryan College Station area. That's not true for the region as a whole. So we're seeing drought issues for people relying on the Brazos River for water supply because most of its drainage area is farther north in Texas where things have been dry.
So given the amount of rain that we've been receiving in the Bryan College Station area, how will that specifically affect us?
Well, it depends upon particular locations. The municipal water supply for Bryan and College Station is an aquifer which presently has plenty of capacity, so there aren't any immediate water supply issues for urban water users. As far as rural communities, ranches, and agriculture, it's going to vary a lot depending on location. Some places, stock tanks are way down. Other places are running close to normal. So it's really been hit and miss. Generally, the driest conditions are to the northwest, where it's been really dry.
So was the increase of rain expected? Are we in a La Nina, or what would you call this kind of winter?
This winter is a neutral winter. So we have not had below normal temperatures that we normally would in the tropics during a La Nina. So the forecasts for the winter as a whole have been for near normal rainfall, but it's been running dry and probably going to continue to be on the dry side. We've been in an active weather pattern the past 2 or 3 weeks, which is going to continue at least through the end of this week. So we have still some more chances for rain. But it's not going to be near enough to end the drought that's occurring statewide, especially West Texas and North Central Texas.
Okay, but specifically in the Bryan College Station area, are we better off this year than we were last year at this time?
Well, this year our rainfall as a whole has been just slightly above normal. So that compares to last year, we got only about half of our normal rainfall. So we're doing a lot better now than we were last year. We're seeing some green up of the winter pastures. We don't have any high fire danger in the immediate area. So things are generally looking pretty good. The reservoirs in the area are still running kind of low. Lake Somerville is down, for example. So the long-term drought issues that might affect some people are still in place, but at this point we've had enough rain so far this winter that we're doing fine at the moment.
Excellent. And is there any way with the weather patterns to tell if we're going to continue to get a little bit of extra rain? Or do you think it might snap back into the extreme dryness that we've had the last couple of years?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to stay fairly wet for another week or so, but then I think the weather patterns are likely to change a bit and perhaps turn drier after that. But anything more than really a week or two in advance is hard to say when we don't have a strong ocean temperature signal in the Pacific that's driving things.
This winter, getting all this water now, people are going to be planting soon. Do you think is it kind of getting back to how it should be compared to the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think things are getting back toward normal. For planting, landscaping and planting and that sort of thing, usually the wintertime is when the moisture builds up in the soil. So you can check on how things are locally just by digging a hole and making sure that if you go down 6 or 8 inches, you're still hitting moisture. Otherwise, if it's just shallow moisture, a couple of weeks without rain could dry things out. But as long as there's moisture deep down, that makes anything planted a lot more resilient.
All right. Well, do you have a website where people who have questions can find some more information?
Yeah, our state climatologist website is climatexas, climatexas.tamu.edu.
Thank you so much. That's state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.